producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Okay, before I get to the story about old people and health care, I got a teenager complaint first. It's one of those things when you're a dad and you're a dad of a teenager. You're like, come on, really? Let's see. I go to pick up my son from track practice. You know, he says, come at this time because I don't want to wait. So, you know, I usually go in, you know, I watch a little bit of it. So I go out there, he's watching, he's practicing his high jump. And then, okay, he's finished, so we're going. Then I find out, oh, he's still got to run like 2 400s. Okay, so I'll wait. Then after the 2 400s, he says, well, I can't go home. Like, you can't go home? What do you mean you can't go home? Well, dinner's ready. I got my show to do. Well, didn't I tell Mom I've got to do this event tonight for the thing at the school? No, you didn't tell Mom, because she would have told me. I wouldn't have come to get you, and you would have been packed with extra food and water to hold you through the night. All right, I feel better now. That's just
first
what
world problems.
Yeah, exactly. Total first world problems. You're like, oh man, really?
But I sympathize. Yeah. You sympathize. I can laugh about it now.
Yes, you can. I knew you'd appreciate that. Also, we bid on, you know, there were silent auctions at that event that I was emceeing over the weekend, and you know you could bid on stuff, and at the end of the night, if you're the last bid, you'd win. And we won like a week's worth of art camp for my daughter for a really good deal, and then some other art thing I don't know about. And then I bid on a 2-hour driving course, like teaching how to drive. And somebody came up and said, "Hey, did you get that for your wife?" I'm like, no. My son is 16, you know, but he's not interested. There's just a different generation of millennials and whatever follows the millennials that my son might be. But we couldn't wait the day we turned 15 to get the learners, the day we turned 16 to get the, you know. And now it's like, I'm getting too much else to do. Not so interested. And now I'm getting the evil eye from my teenage son right now. He's looking at me through the studio wall there.
Busted.
B-U-S-T-E-D, you are busted. Anyway, so let's go on to the old people. Enough with the teenagers. We have a story. Basically, it falls right into line, and Captain Morgan found a perfect cartoon to elaborate on it as well. You know, one of my favorite stories is it was a lesson, like a teaching lesson. It's like, I don't know where it was. Was it from Benny Hill or something? It's the proverbial, help the old lady across the street, and she beats you with the umbrella the whole way across. And you're wondering, lady, you know, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm walking you across the street. What's the problem? And then you finally are opening your ears enough to listen, and the lady says, I did not want to go across the street. And you're like, but. You know, so she didn't want to go. You grabbed her, you dragged her across the street. This is the concept of not violating the will, the independent free will of another human being at any age, right? We perceive that our view of health care is better than the Canadian governments or the U.S. governments, right? And their monopoly medicine. But when have I argued that we want to force anybody to do what we do because we believe it's better? I don't think I've ever done that. Because I respect people too much. If their belief is different than mine, I would expect that they respect mine, even if they disagree with it, and we're all cool. We can get along. Right? I got buddies in the medical profession. Some of them do a lot of good stuff. Some of them do questionable things. I go, you know what? I don't agree with that. How come we're friends? How is it possible that we could be friends? But we're friends, right? People have their belief systems. They go about their life. As long as they're not purposefully, intentionally inflicting harm, we can get along. But we can't get along in this medical monopoly system. And this story is about that. Healthcare for seniors often goes beyond their desires. This is exactly the point I've been trying to make for years. And now somebody has acknowledged it on NPR, of all places, NPR.org. Of course, they're probably going to use this as an argument for euthanasia. You know, eat all the old people, kill all the old people, right? We don't want to pay for them. But the point, and that's horrible, but the point of this story is actually that these people at this age may have different goals than you have, right? If you think, we've got to do everything we can to keep them alive. And they're saying, you know what? I appreciate being alive, but I would really rather have a quality of life with the time I have left than to go through, let's for instance, a 74-year-old woman. You want to squish her breast between two metal plates and take x-rays of it, mammography. When at that point, if there's no overt breast cancer, they're likely to outlive anything you might detect. In fact, they might be harmed more by what you do at that point. And then you'll say, well, we've got to do a radical mastectomy. We've got to put her on more radiation, the chemo, all of those things. Just as an example. Or for men, the idea of radiating prostates or removing prostates via surgery, brutally altering their quality of life, even though they would outlive that so-called prostate cancer, whether it's a legitimate diagnosis or not. This is a wide-ranging report from the Dartmouth Atlas Project, using Medicare claims data to examine aging Americans' health care. And they said there are five key areas where too many older people continue to receive treatments that don't meet what they call established guidelines or often their own goals and preferences. Now, and this is like, well, going into the old age homes, right? The infirm, those places where you go to die, right? And the assisted living and assisted dying, hospice, yeah, right?
They used to call them a nursing home.
Yeah, nursing home, hospice care. And they go in, well, we've got to make sure all of these old people have a flu shot, right? Or we got to give them a meningitis shot, or we got to give them a shingles shot. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous at this point with the way medicine is being doled out, much less, you know, aggressive chemotherapy or other things at that stage of life, or patients with dementia. You know, these are the issues here of the medical monopoly, and some of it is rife with fraud because, hey, man, we can bill Medicare and make a killing, literally. And so no competition, no freedom. Old people forced into accepting treatments that they don't even want. The system is so far beyond repair that if we would, you know, pull the plug, more people wouldn't die, more people would live. And live a quality of life that they're not living now under the pharmaceutical, chemical intoxication that we exist under, whether it be Medicare, Medicaid. And this is, again, where Bernie Sanders just loses me completely. And all of y'all out there, if I have socialists in my listening audience, I don't know if I do, but I know I've got Bernie fans out there. And granted, Bernie's cool on some stuff. Fine, cool. But socialism, as I said, not a big fan. Talk to somebody who's lived under socialism. Go to Venezuela right now. Talk to folks who immigrated or escaped Eastern Europe under the Iron Curtain, the Soviet Union, and that form of socialism. And tell me how wonderful it is then. But Bernie is right about some things. We acknowledge that. But the idea that we need to provide free, quote-unquote, health care that can never be free when it's monopoly medicine disease care, which is not very caring at all, again, the argument is lost. Now, Trump, free market guy, sort of, I don't know where he stands on this fully. I'd like to know. But who will argue for true freedom? And the freedom for our elders as well to access natural medicine that could preclude them having to go on radical interventions that they don't want nor need, but that are profitable to the tune of hundreds of millions to billions by billing out Medicare, Medicaid in this current system. This isn't about coverage for everybody, Bernie. It's about freedom for everybody. If we knew that we had basically the freedom to access information and those who had that information to allow that information to be put out, related, yes, even to products that are not patented and not approved by the FDA, not approved by the government. Bernie, you know the FDA is bought out by Big Pharma. What do you think you're going to do? Tell them that they can't do it? Where are they going to get their money? Where's the budget coming from? Oh, we'll squeeze it out of the Wall Street financiers. No, it's not feasible. Even if you did that, it wouldn't cover one state's worth of Medicare and Medicaid. So why not argue for the freedom to heal? I heard, Bernie, that you actually know about alternative medicine. But do you know that that bureaucratic oligarchy that you may partly rail against is the one that is making laws outside of Congress and prohibiting the people from not only knowing or accessing it, but knowing about it to begin with? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk to Bernie Sanders and leave everybody out of the discussion here. I just got to thinking, that's all.
Is Bernie on the line?
I don't know. See if we can get Bernie on the line. I think there's some politicking going on tonight. We may have something to report at the end of the show today. If we'll
caucuses. Michigan, I think, is the big prize this round here.
We'll see. And the Republican establishment doing its level best to attack Trump. I mean, they are just going full bore. And I think it's only going to help him. I mean, it'll leak off some of the edges. But, I mean, that the establishment is so threatened by Trump, it tells you Trump's bona fides in that he's not one of them. Unless it's just the reverse psychology and they're really playing us all, which could be. It could happen. We'll see where that
strategy has just gone right out the window this time around. And it's kind of fun to see. It's kind of fun to see the establishment
squirming,
just sucking eggs right now.
Right.
I think that's why so many people like Trump.
Yeah.
It's because he's playing the game well.
Yeah, and we still have that statement from Trump that Ron Paul could not get elected. You remember that? And we play that sometimes.
Yeah, we'll have to update that. That's from
last cycle.
A while ago, but it is true. And that was, you know, listen, I wasn't a big fan of Trump back then either, and that didn't help.
But unfortunately, he was correct, you know. And it's just like this. They're going to do everything they can to stop Trump from winning because he's not a member of the CFR. The Council on Foreign Relations, or any of those nasty global one-world odor-eater groups that we're not real fans of. All right, folks, RobertScottBell.com, right here on GCN, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, and now on SoundCloud, available through the archives also at RobertScottBell.com. 866-939-BELL. Aging and music, next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I respect my elders. I really do. In fact, at this point, after half a century, I could be one of them. I better start respecting the elders, right? As you get elderly. But apparently, music, pop songs, not so respectful of our elders and of growing old. Here's the story. Pop songs derogatory about growing old. Who put this out there? The BBC? The BBC? What are they... Are they really ragging on rock and roll because it makes fun of old people or just doesn't respect aging?
Well, apparently the PC police, they're also over in the UK, and there are certain songs they say. They went back to the 30s and studied various songs, and they found some songs that they feel shed a negative light on, and they're derogatory is the word they use, towards older people.
So from the 1930s to the present day, any right. tracks mentioning old age, 55 out of 76 of the songs that they chose focused on the quote-unquote bad aspect of aging. Boy, none of them apparently mentioned bad cholesterol, thankfully, because there's no such thing. But they did reference the Beatles and Elton John, yeah. along with Pulp. I don't know who Pulp is.
I don't know either.
And The Who. I figure, you know, since we get, let's go back further. Let's go to the Beatles and see if we can agree. Are they really being mean to old people? Let's go to the Beatles now.
When I get old, I'm losing my head.
Okay.
Many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
See, that's not so bad.
Well, let's see now. I think what they're getting at here is that when you get old, you lose your hair.
Is it losing my hair or losing my head? I've never understood the word.
Losing your hair.
Oh, I thought I was losing my head. I thought they were talking about dementia.
Your head. No, that's what happens when you get old and
losing my
Afghanistan
head.
Or Syria or something.
Dude, I just learned something new right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show Live.
You know that was losing your hair?
I always thought it was losing my head.
Losing my head. See, well, that would be even more derogatory.
Well, there was I was thinking, because losing your hair, I mean, that...
Losing
your depending
head,
on
yeah,
how old you are,
Alzheimer's or something.
You can lose it. Yeah, so you could be drinking
so
silicon-rich water.
I could see that they would be thinking that it's being implied that if you get old, that you lose your hair, and you might be harder to love or to
people
care
about. People
won't
send you Valentine's.
You're asking whether you're still going to send me a birthday card or not.
Right. I mean, I think that's pondering and wondering about when stuff like that happens. I don't know if that's so negative. I guess losing my head would have been worse. Thank you for clearing that up for me, Super Don. That's how bad I am with a lot of these lyrics. But let's go to Roger Daltrey now and check in. He's still going strong, by the way. Whatever it was that he had hoped in this song did not happen. Give a listen to My Generation. How do they do that? The Who's still playing rock and roll? How does Roger Daltrey still sing that line? I hope I die before I get old, because at least by normal,
he's kind of old, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you know what? They're going on tour again.
Yeah, I know. But do they change the lyrics?
I think the other night on Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Yeah.
I
hope I die before I get old.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, come on. This is all about perspective. If you think about when this music came out and the song and the message behind it and who it was directed at, it was directed at the young kids. And listen, when you're a young kid, you don't want to get old, right? You're young, you know. You only live once, you know. Gonna
you don't
have
think
fun
about it.
And
but,
stuff. It's all perspective. It's the, you know, it's the message, you know, of a young generation that they want to live and be free and have fun and stuff. You know, come on, guys, lighten up. This is
also
derogatory to old people, because you know what? Those old people felt the same when they were young too.
True. And I'm saying, old people, celebrate your youth at any point in time. Look at mom. Right? She's out there dancing all the time she can. And that's keeping her young. Find something you love to do and keep doing it until you're no longer here. That's what I got to say. Of course, you're not going to rely on Bernie care, are you? Oh, did I do that again? Bernie's old, so I must be an ageist. No. Even Trump's old. I think he's almost 70. Anyway, 70's the new 50 or 4. I don't know what it is. It's all changing, but you got to eat well. You got to live right. Maybe it will help to read Unlock the Power to Heal. Expanded edition just about going to print. We'll let you know when you can start ordering that. And maybe we'll do some contests to give some of them away. We don't do that very often. All right, when we come back, our crabs, the new cigarettes. Wait, I mean our carbs, the new cigarettes.
Crabs?
It's carbs. Dyslexia, I don't know. Back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacroegie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacroegie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, thanks for being part of the United States and world of Health Talk Radio here. Syndicated by GCN and all over the world, Talk Network and beyond. I appreciate y'all being here. I really do. 866-939-BELL. You can call us any time of the day or night. Leave a message when we're not on the air. Or go to robertscottbell.com and leave a message there. Comment, question, whatever. And we'll get to it as soon as we can. Now, the question of the day, not coming from a listener, coming from the Daily Mail in the United Kingdom, I'm struggling now with the dyslexia that I just kind of had. Are carbs, not crabs, are carbs the new cigarettes? And you're thinking, what? Carbs the new cigarette? Are people smoking like bagels? What are they doing?
Right? Breadsticks.
Right, breadsticks. Let's light them up. It's a breadstick. There you go. Cannabis breadsticks. No, evidently white bread, bagels. I grew up on bagels. And rice increased the risk of lung cancer by 49%. according to certain experts. Now, we, of course, covered the issue of refined carbohydrates for many years. The fact that they're not the same as food that your ancestors grew and even baked into bread when you had whole grains. Whole grains, once again, contain many minerals, many substances in balance that help for the digestion and assimilation appropriately. That when you remove those minerals, those many elements in the grains, you refine them, you rob them of their life-sustaining vital elements. Therefore, you will interact with them differently. This study is now acknowledging that, and they're focusing primarily on the glycemic index, the high glycemic index. That is, refined carbohydrates are basically like sugar, eaten sugar. Very little nutritional value, and a lot of spiking of insulin, if you will, production of insulin, to reduce the blood sugar that's suddenly, you know, flooding because of the refined carbs coming in very rapidly. Now their theory is that a high glycemic index diet triggers higher levels of blood glucose and insulin, which are, you know, kind of what I just said. This in turn, they say, increases levels of a type of hormone called insulin-like growth factors, IGFs. Elevated IGFs previously linked to higher risk of lung cancer. So the study author, Dr. Melkonian of the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, said that they observed a 49% increased risk of lung cancer among subjects with the highest daily glycemic index compared to those with the lowest daily glycemic index. So it isn't just about hypoglycemia and diabetes. There's any number of things, body systems that are upset and corrupted due to a refined carbohydrate diet, a high refined carbohydrate diet. Now, this has been wrongly interpreted in many cases to mean that all carbs are bad. Have you seen this, Superdon? People that won't eat any carbs at all? And then you've got, was it Oprah Winfrey going on for Weight Watchers? I love bread, right? It's a shock, right, to see that. She doesn't. But, I mean, listen, bread is something that, you know, culturally around the world, it's been a legitimate food. Of course, bread was, you know, in Germany you have the strong rye, really powerful, high-protein rye and great mineral content. And then we've got here hybridized wheat soaked in glyphosate, even if it's whole, much less that which is refined. And it's an absolute disaster. And it will deplete the body's stores of key minerals, including the GTF chromium necessary to address sugars in the blood, to safely deliver them and offload them into the cells, or convert them from the fat cells into something that is usable in terms of an energy source. Without that chromium, big trouble. But also, we've also reported, you know, years ago they knew this, that like white bread was high in, guess what? Cadmium. The heavy metal cadmium. What does cadmium do? It displaces selenium. Selenium is necessary to bind and excrete the cadmium, so it wipes out your stores of selenium. Your number one cancer protective nutrient, selenium, robbed because you're on a high refined carbohydrate diet. Not whole grains, not pumpernickel, you know, these things that were normally part of the diet, now refined versions are, again, with glyphosate, which will rob the minerals even more. So this study doesn't go there, Super Don. It really just hits this 49% increase of lung cancer due to IGFs, which, again, I'm not going to dispute in total, but I think there are other aspects of this that they don't account for when they look at IGFs and, of course, their treatment for lung cancer, which is, you know, not anything that I would do, you know, whether it be radiation or chemo or, once again, surgery to remove lobes of your lung. We would look to do different things, like increase selenium, increase silicon to really strengthen the connective tissue. We would nebulize silver hydrosol to drive silver into the lungs. There are so many other things that we would do. Of course, you know, increasing selenium to very high levels from a whole food source that is safe to do. But I guess this is kind of interesting in that for the first time they're taking the concept of a high glycemic index diet and linking it to another disease besides diabetes, and in this case, lung cancer. So you don't have to smoke the white bread.
Do you think it's a fair analogy, though?
What's that?
Do you think it's a fair analogy comparing carbs to cigarettes?
I think in a general way, no. But if they are keeping it to the refined carbs, then I could argue that, yes, it's not too far off the mark. even though, you know, with smoking cigarettes, you know that you're going to get a lot of cadmium, right? Interesting, isn't that right? Cadmium is in both of those sources. Even though you don't smoke one, the thing is, anytime you deplete selenium in the body, whether it's via smoking or whether it's via ingestion of substances, looks like increases in lung cancer. So you can get lung cancer without smoking based on high heavy metal intake, cadmium specifically in this case. So I find it not too far off the mark, although, again, they're focusing on insulin-like growth factor and not other minerals, which is just part of the story, not the full story.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now we got now that we've cured cancer, let's figure out why we can't stop eating
now
potato
that we've cured
chips.
Crabs.
Right, crabs. Carbs, gabs, oh, yeah. Well, of course, they say don't eat crabs because they're high in what, cholesterol? Lobster, high in cholesterol. Eggs, high in cholesterol. No, the reason not to eat shellfish, of course, there could be religious reasons, but high mercury content would be more of my concern, not cholesterol. That's a red lobster herring, so to speak. But seriously, there are...
Red lobster herring. That would be like a genetically modified fish, right?
Totally. But you could get it, you know, on special. Like on Tuesday nights when no one else was there. They'll give you a deal. Two for one. Two for one. So now that science has established that link, we got to figure out why you can't stop eating potato chips.
Ah, this would be the, what was the potato chip company? It was Lay's, remember?
Lay's, right, yeah.
You can't just eat one?
You can't. Is that Frito-Lay or Lay's?
No, I think it's Lay's potato chips, yeah.
Or is it Doritos?
No,
there's
not
too many of them. I haven't smoked anything. I've got the munchies. No. Just talking about... Listen, there are good, delicious, organic potato chips, and you can actually make your own. Of course, fry them in good saturated oils, preferably. But if you've ever... I've tried to eat some of the organic potato chips, and they are so salty, I can only eat a few. You know, you'd think you could eat, like in our younger days, we would eat garbage, and we'd eat whole bags of stuff. And there's probably stuff I could find that I could eat whole bags of. But potato chips, I can't. But in this case, I remember the MSG-laced nacho cheese Dorito chips. I'm going back into the old days before I woke up and changed my diet, just to get you, so you guys know where I came from. I was one of the standard American diet saddies, you know. I suffered from that. But I could pound a whole bag of those things, and your fingers would turn orange, yellow from the food coloring or whatever it was. And you just like, you'd be pounding this stuff. Of course, MSG is an excitotoxin, too. But in this story, they're talking more about salt as the key factor here. Because they say the true taste of fat is like, it tastes like frying oil that's been heated too long. So they say that if you're really sensitive to the taste of fat, you probably wouldn't like it. But then again, how does that explain, you know, high-fat foods being so delicious? They're arguing that it's because they add salt to it, or maybe sugar to it. Now, granted, I mean, if you've eaten a cheesecake, you got loads of fat and you got some sugar in it, too, and it's pretty intense, but I can't eat a lot of that either. It's too rich. But the link to obesity, they're saying it's salt. Independent of calorie consumption, salt. And it's kind of a confusing study, Superdon, as I'm reading this, because one paragraph will say that it didn't impact, you know, if you ate fat, it wouldn't impact the fatty foods. And then the next paragraph, it says, well, it does impact your ability to stop eating even things with fat. But then they say you won't eat as much fat because it's filling. And so I'm scratching my head reading this thing, and I think they missed the boat on the whole starting point.
I got out of this, and I'm just basing this on my own, I guess, gut feeling here, no pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Yes, feel that gut. Open your sphincter of Odie while you're at it.
Yeah. So, salty food, I think people in general like salt, and that's the reason why you see it. And so it's like sugar. Okay,
yeah.
That's why it's in everything. And something that is a little bit more salty than other things, you probably will eat more of, even if you're full. Because I think that, you know, the people just like salt. And so if something is salty, I know in my own experience anyway.
Yeah.
that I will have a tendency to overeat probably on something that's a little more salty than not.
Super Don, have you?
I think it's just a natural thing.
Have you ever done a taste experiment of iodized table salt, sodium chloride, and like a sea salt or a Celtic salt side by side to try it?
Not side by side, no.
Yeah, I want to do that. I haven't done that in years, and I remember see if we're sensitive enough to figure it out. If you can get some of that, take a couple of grains of one, and then and try it. We'll do a test on it from a taste test. But that's the missing point of this article, is that they don't reference the kind of salt that they use. Is it just the refined sodium chloride? Is it a sea salt? And I think this study is invalidated if they haven't also included the salt that contains 74 to 84 trace elements as opposed to just two with maybe another additive or so. So that's something I want to follow up on if we can dig deeper, if you will, down the salt mines to figure out what kind of salt they use so we can get a definitive answer on what the role is that salt plays. What if it's really real salt versus what we call salt today? All right, when we come back, more research, more music, more loud music. How about earplugs? We're going to find out if they're worth wearing when we go see The Who and they tell us that they want to die before they get old. All right, folks, lots more healing to go. One more segment to do it in.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to thank David Steffen for joining us tonight. It was a nice surprise that he was able to talk about the case up there in Canada. Hope to see him and all of y'all, my Canadian fans up there, with Ty Bollinger and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, as we join Toronto, Canada for the Total Health Conference 2016. That's April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Coming up this weekend, the IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology, hoping to connect with some really great docs on detoxification of heavy metals, and we should have some good interviews from that. Also, the following weekend, the California Jam, Cal Jam 2016, Billy D, Ty Bollinger will be there. So it's a whole slate of folks, and if you haven't gotten your tickets, there might be a few left. Please come and see us in Costa Mesa, California. That is the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March. Superdon, you're feverishly working there on the text typing. Are you responding
to
all of
that? Sorry, I just looked over and noticed my mic was hot.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it.
But the thing is, if people know what you're doing, right, the articles about the Steffen family out of Canada,
yeah,
the CBC reporting, there's such hatred and vitriol against them for basically having belief system.
Vitriol is giving these people too much credit.
Is that right?
Okay. It is. That, you know, vitriol, mm-hmm, you know, that's one of those words that you, like, look up in the dictionary, and Webster, you know, has a nice little definition for, and it sounds very, mm-hmm, articulate and stuff like that. You know, these people are just idiots. They're thugs, you know, they're bullies, mm-hmm, they're trolls.
Totally.
And so, yeah, I made the mistake of going over to the page because he mentioned when we had him on,
mm-hmm,
that, and I think it may have been off the air, that the comments that were being said on the page were really kind of horrendous and stuff.
Well, they're saying that they want to bring back the death penalty for parents.
Oh, you know, come
on.
You know what? Listen, I guarantee that 99.9% of these people.
What?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, now you're back. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. 99.9% of the people that are in here making these comments, that if you were in person, mm-hmm, if you were literally there talking to them, they wouldn't say these things.
Right.
They're hiding behind a keyboard. It's easy to sit there and do this stuff on the keyboard. The other 1% would end up in jail because I'd kick their butt, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just how it is. But It's crazy. It's just brutal. I mean, if you want
especially
to see...
It's the religion of science again, the religion of vaccinology, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. People are just upset that not everybody buys into their church, and they want to convert. And if they don't convert, they'll yell and scream at them. I mean, you want to talk about all that stuff about the Ku Klux Klan? You know, these are people behaving like Ku Klux Klan members, except they're cowards in real life. Just like the Klan would be without their, you know, so-called robes that they wear over their face so nobody can see them.
This was over abortion.
I really think that, you know, it's the new form of hate that is designated for people who don't go to your church. And in this case, again, the Church of Modern Medicine. All right, let's leave that aside. We'll revisit that maybe tomorrow. We've got Outside the Box as well coming up. But we were talking music today. The Who is back on tour. You've been to live concerts, have you? Big rock concerts and things in your lifetime, haven't you?
I've been to a few, yes.
Did I lose Superdon? I might have lost them all together. Well, I've been to many. And, you know, before I learned about putting in earplugs or at least cotton in your ears, you'd leave and you'd be kind of semi-deaf. You'd have ringing in your ears and it would take you a while before you can hear normally again, especially the really decibel-laden indoor concerts. And there's a story here, again, going to science. Science hasn't proven. There's not conclusive.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.